friends, good evening, and welcome to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. You are listening, of course, here live, Monday, January. All right, I'm an idiot. That'll be June 4th, 2007. And 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Obviously, I'm on the phone. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we should get that ironed out very, very quickly. As you may have noticed, I was not here Friday. I'll provide you with as detailed an explanation as I can muster when we come back after the first break. But for now, welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number, as you know, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And our website, as you know, franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there, courtesy of Webmaster James. It's his website. He does a fine job with it, and we certainly appreciate him providing content for the show. Gosh, where do we start? Okay, so here's the thing. Due to a true financial hardship, I'll be cutting back some of my hours here. I will be doing a three-hour program instead of a four-hour program Monday through Friday for now. And God willing, if we can get some sponsors and some advertisers and some things going like that to generate some income, I will continue on here. As it is right now, it's been really difficult, difficult time, difficult weekend. And, you know, I talked to John Statmiller, who you all know and love, as I do. We talked today, and we're going to keep going with the show and see what we can do, but we will be, as I mentioned, sort of cutting back. It'll be 3 hours for now. Hopefully we'll come back to four. Hopefully it won't need to drop down to three or to two. Hopefully it will not need to drop down in the frequency of shows per week, because I like doing this thing. I like this to be a job, and it's a job that I, as I mentioned on Thursday, feel very excited about, and I'm very proud of what we've been able to accomplish while we're here at Republic Broadcasting. I think that we've had some really good guests with lots of wonderful information, and different things obviously appeal to different people. Different people can see the merits of something that somebody else may, it might be lost on them. But all that means is that that particular thing was for them. But there have been a great many things that I think are universally powerful, and a lot of it has been the health stuff, the spiritual stuff, the political stuff, and certainly the analysis that we try to do here with the news, which we'll do some news tonight as well. A lot of stuff going on in the world, folks, and we're seeing it with a fierce rapidity. I did an interview with our good friend Zeph Daniel on Thursday. I'm just out of losing my mind today. It was Sunday morning, and we talked on his Spirit Talk, which is a really fantastic show on Sunday mornings. And, you know, we talked in the final hour about sort of the state of the world and all the different things going on. And it is truly amazing when you can kind of step back from it for a second, take a look at how fast everything is moving, and it is moving quickly. And, you know, all the times that we've all said, I worry about how it's going to get or where it's going to go, we're there. We're there right now. And it will be more apparent as time goes on. But you got to keep in mind a couple of things, and that is the absolute control of the mainstream media and how they're able to portray things differently from reality. So be cognizant of that, folks. As it is, we pull exclusively from mostly mainstream sources, and it's all things that you can find. There's no secret sources. There's nothing that that I'm keeping from you saying, well, I'm fortunate because I know this and you don't. If I don't have a way for you to check it out for yourselves, I don't usually even bring it up. It factors into my thought process, but it isn't something that's referenced per se, because I want you to be able to find these things for yourself. And if you collate enough mainstream news stories, you do get the truth. It just takes a little while. So we're going to be talking about a great many things this evening. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome. So, obviously technical difficulties have been worked out. I'm very excited about that. And, it's Monday. Our good friend Grant Hall should be joining us in about an hour. I was unable to confirm with him for today, but I believe that everything is still a go, so I look forward to chatting with him. Now, I mentioned to you about the shortwave frequency and all that. Now, here's the thing for you shortwave listeners out there. Pay close attention. Now, from what I understand, from the last thing I heard, and things are always fluid, they're always changing, this will be the last time that we have shortwave is this show. It'll be the last show, and we're doing shortwave for the 3 hours that we're here tonight. So, frequency 3.215 listeners there on the shortwave band, obviously. Shortwave costs a lot of money. It's about $50 an hour, which means it translates to about $4,000 a month. Now, I feel with a certain amount of confidence that nobody out there has a bill individually that's $4,000 a month. Not one single bill. I mean, maybe all your bills together, possibly, but $4,000 a month is a lot of money. So for right now, in order to trim back on some things, we're going to have to abandon the shortwave. Now, if that is a hardship to you, if that's something that you're truly, truly, truly going to miss, I want to encourage you to consider this. And I was talking to John Stattmiller today, and this is a pretty cool thing. Now, this is the RBN package special for the satellite dish. It is a Traxxas DBS-2550, which probably doesn't mean anything to you guys because it doesn't mean anything to me. It goes for $149.95, which isn't a whole lot in the grand scheme of even a good shortwave radio will run you about that much. Now, what it is basically, and it's a satellite receiver and a satellite dish, and the satellite dish is able to pick up on the KU band, which is where we broadcast to. Now, basically how it works at the network is the feed is generated there at RBN Studios. Then it goes out. It goes out on the satellite. It goes out on, you know, to the individual shortwave stations because all the hosts have different frequencies that they're on and whatnot. And then it also goes streaming through the Internet at republicbroadcasting.org. So if you have Internet access and you prefer to listen that way, you can certainly do that. If you do not have a computer or you do not have the Internet, maybe you have a shortwave and you like your shortwave, well, keep this in mind because this satellite dish will allow you to pick up not just this show and not just this radio, this network, but other networks as well. So you have your very own satellite dish, and from what I understand, I know that's the case at RBN, but I think every individual network will post their specifications for satellite frequencies, which means that you can, in essence, get this box and this dish, and you can just, you know, go ahead and basically come up with your dream radio station. You can flip to different frequencies and listen to different shows at the push of a button with that satellite. So it is a pretty cool thing. Now, for some of you, you may say, well, that doesn't really help me much. I've got other things that I need to I would need to have in order to make that a viable option, but not necessarily. Now, all that stuff is posted there, of course, at republicbroadcasting.org. Now, if you don't have internet access and you can't click on the satellite and get more information on it, well, here is that phone number. It's the same phone number for the offices there, which you probably have called before. And here is that number, 800-724-2719. Okay, 800-724-2719. And you can ask your questions and check out the KU satellite dish and receiver. And keep in mind, again, that's a fantastic thing for anybody who's looking to be able to pick up shows in lieu of getting internet access and checking that out. So you can do it that way, and it's about $150. Now, if you're interested in doing something a little different, this is also at republicbroadcasting.org in the store section under the shortwave radios. And this is the it's a very, very cool thing. It is a digital FM radio transmitter. And what you can do is plug this into things, and it'll broadcast to an FM station. Now, so let's say you plug this into that satellite dish receiver, right? So you've got the satellite coming in, but maybe you can't, you know, you don't want to sit there or something. Well, if you can put this on the digital FM receiver, what that'll do is take that signal, whatever signal it's getting. It could be from an iPod. It could be from a DVD player or anything like that. And it will transmit it to a certain frequency, whatever one that you set. Now, the ones that I've seen are you know, typically on the low side of things. They're not as fancy as this one. And they only have, like, blocks of frequency somewhere in the range of this to this and so on and so forth. And you just set it accordingly. Well, this thing, you can set it fairly specifically from what I understand, and it's any FM frequency between 88 and 108 megahertz. It's portable. It fits in the palm of your hand. Very, very cool stuff. So you could use this. In essence, you could plug this unit you plug this unit into the satellite receiver, and then you can, let's say you want to get a little Walkman or a little portable radio, something you can walk around the house with. As long as your radio is set to the frequency that this little transmitter is, it'll be transmitting the satellite frequencies to your headphones crystal clear from what I understand. So it's a fantastic opportunity for somebody looking to do some of these things. So keep that in mind. Again, these are both available through Republic Broadcasting, and the satellite dish goes for $149.95. And obviously, you'd probably want somebody that has a fairly good technical skills, or perhaps you could call your cable company and ask them to set up the satellite. I don't know how it works. I'm sure somebody at the RBN Studios can answer that question for you. And I, excuse me, I do not know the price on this digital FM transmitter, but both very, very cool, and they could certainly streamline your listening, especially even for those, let's say you do listen on the Internet. But maybe you have, you don't want like sitting in front of the computer all day, you know, 24 hours a day. In which case, you could conceivably plug this FM transmitter into the back of your computer where the speaker jacks would be, and then set the frequency and kind of roam around your house and do your thing. It's very, very cool. So both of these can be purchased through public broadcasting, and both of those should alleviate any sort of shortwave concerns. If you are a shortwave listener and you, I don't know, you know, maybe you're concerned about losing Republic broadcasting shows. I don't know how many are dropping off shortwave. I know we are. But this is something that is an option for you. $149.95 for the satellite dish. I don't know what the FM transmitter costs, both of which you can get more information. You can also place orders through the website republicbroadcasting.org or by calling this phone number, 1-800-724-2719. And if you have forgotten anything I've just said, you can call into the call-in number, which is 800-313-9443. Very, 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 very simple. Okay, so that's kind of where we're at with this whole thing. It's a weird situation. It's you know, we all have financial hardships. I think in this time, it's a rough go of it. And while that wears me down and it bends me, it doesn't break me. You know, you might see some cracks, but I'm not broken because I have to. I gotta have faith. I gotta put it in God's hands. I gotta feel that if I'm doing the show to get the information out there. And that's really what it's always been about for me. I don't have an ego about this. I don't care if people like me or hate me. I don't care if people even forget anything about who I am, as long as they remember the things that will enhance their lives and hopefully in their situations as well. So it's always been about the content with us. That's kind of what drives me, what motivates me. So if that's the case, then I'd have to think that, you know, if it's sort of for God, you know, if I'm doing it because I feel led to do that, then he'll make a way somehow, some way he'll sort it out for me. I have to have faith. You know, we all talk about having faith. I've heard from so many of you on so many different occasions who have talked about things from their perspectives and said, oh, well, this terrible thing has happened, but I'm okay with it. I've just, you know, I have faith. I think that's amazing. And it's been an inspiration to me. Every one of you out there have been wonderful. And it's a situation, you know. We all would like to think that when put to the test, we'll rise to the occasion. And I'd like to think that all of us would, too. I'd like to think that I would. And I would think it would be a wonderful thing if it was only speculation for our whole lives. If we never actually were put to the test and we were able to say, I think I do okay. I'd like to never be in that situation. I'd like to never be put to the test. I'd like to never have to make hard decisions and things like that. But unfortunately, that's not the case. We always do. We always have to do those things. And it's a rough go of it, not just for us, but for all the people in our lives and people who care about us and people who even remotely sort of maybe kind of are interested in what happens to us. So, you know, that affects a lot of people. And, you know, it's just one of those things. We'll have to wait and see where it goes. But for now, we're here, and we'll appreciate and enjoy the blessings that we have right now and the time that we've got together tonight. And I look forward to that, and I look forward to all the things we're going to get to talk about, because there's a great many things out there in the world, my friends, things that we will discuss here tonight and things that you're more than welcome to be a part of with us here tonight. So, again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And again, that phone number for RBN Studios is 800-724-2719. Our guest tonight is Grant Hall, if you don't know. He's been doing some amazing things. I wrote that book, Privacy Crisis. The website is privacycrisis.com. And lots of great information there. We'll be talking to him in about 40 minutes. So until then, we'll probably jump in here and take a look at some news. There's a lot of big things going on there. Obviously, a debate last night and a debate tomorrow evening as well. The Democrats were last night. Republicans will be tomorrow night. As a result of that, there's a lot of politically oriented news out there, things of which I think we should all talk about and things of which I think we should pick it apart and analyze it. Now, when it gets down to the presidential debates, now I know that's a ways off, and if the show is still here, what I typically do is this. I will print out a transcript from every presidential debate, the whole thing, questions, answers, and whatnot, and we usually go through it line by line by line. We did it in 2004. We highlighted a lot of strange anomalies in the platforms between George W. Bush and John F. Kerry, and you know what those strange things were? They were complete and total similarities. So it's a weird case of realizing reality, and what that is the fact that there's no discernible difference between these guys at all, no matter the political affiliation. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to the fastest 3 hours in talk radio. Frankly Speaking Radio is what we call it. I'm glad you're here with us tonight, as always. There is a lot of stuff going on in the world and a lot of stuff that we'll be chatting about here tonight, and we'll get into it in just a few minutes. Let me remind you of this. Our good friends, Howard Creek Resort, sponsoring this hour. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area. Of course, the peace, calm, quiet, and sanity of Bull Shoals Lake, Arkansas, and then the craziness of nearby Branson, as well as a lot of fun other things, such as cave exploring and any number of outdoor activities and perfect weather for it. It's just been beautiful here lately. It's been about 80 in the daytime and about 60 at night. Not a whole lot of rain, some clouds, but not shabby at all. So consider Howard Creek Resort when you're planning your family vacation at any time of the year, even if it's just at a weird sort of off cycle. You know, you want to avoid the summertime thing and you want to avoid the Christmas thing. Well, Howard Creek Resort is perfect for you. Visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll free at 877-253-7690. And, Thomas, I got a little bit of an echo in my ear. I think you might have your monitors or your microphone open there. If you could take care of that, that would be wonderful. And we have Davis in North Carolina on the phone. Davis, welcome to the show.
Morning, Dr. Whalen.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Good.
I need to know what FM frequency you're going to be on and what's the time slot going to be.
I don't know.
Okay. You let me know.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and order one of these FM. I'm not a tech. I've got several friends that are tech to set this up for me. But this is an FM frequency. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the gist of it, there's two separate things. One is the satellite dish.
Okay, that's what I'm going for.
Okay, the satellite dish is it's a KU receiver, which means you'll be able to pick up this this network, this show, whatever, on a certain frequency, and you'd have to call in. I mean, it's listed on the website, but if you don't have that capacity to go and check that out, you could just call the number, and they would certainly pass it along for you and give you all the specifics of how to tune it. But in essence, the FM frequency transmitter, basically what that does is that takes the feed coming to that box, and it broadcasts it on whatever frequency you set it on. So they're two separate things, but they can be used in conjunction together is what I'm saying.
So you could be picking up all kind of stuff then.
Yeah. So let's say, for example, that at this time of night you're in the bathroom trimming your nose hairs or something, right? I mean, maybe that's what you want to do. Maybe you have a radio in the bathroom. You set it to the frequency that you set the transmitter to, and it's picking up what you're broadcasting maybe from one room of the house. It's picking it up in the other room on your little radio.
Got it.
So does that make sense?
Right. But you just scared me because I was in the bathroom trimming my nose.
I know you aren't. Just making that up now.
Oh, I'm asked. Serious. I'm in the bathroom. Phone room.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. How many hours are you going to be on?
Well, I'll be doing three.
Okay, you'll be doing three.
I'll be doing 11 to 2 until further notice.
11 till 2. 11.
Yeah, which is midnight to 3 your time.
Okay, good. That works.
Yeah.
Good.
So I won't keep keeping you up too late, I suppose.
I don't care. I'm broken by now. I need to call them. They could hook me up with this machine that I need in the dish.
Yes, I believe so.
So I'll call them in the morning.
Yeah, you could do that, and it's 800-724-2719, and I don't know if there's anybody specifically to talk to in that regard, but they'll know based on your questions, and that would be pretty cool for a lot of the shortwave listeners because you don't have to deal with the drift, you know, when you set it to a certain frequency, and then it starts to fade out, and then you pick up the shortwave, and you start holding it up in the air and, you know, hoping that nobody's surveilling you because you'd look like a weirdo as you walk around the house waving this thing around like it's an incense burner at Catholic Mass, you know, waving it around, trying to pick up the frequency, where is it good? And then you're like, oh, if I tuck it over here and put a book under this corner and raise the antenna to this angle and I stand here with my foot in the air, I can get it. And no more of that. It would be crystal clear.
I run a landline antenna. It's an old trick I learned in the Corps.
Oh, okay. That would be the smart thing, and that's probably something I should do because that example I gave of looking like a weirdo, that's me all the time with shortwave. But I didn't go out and buy like a Mac Daddy shortwave either. I have something that's relatively cheap, and, you know, it's usable, but it can be difficult at times.
I bought a Grundig because I didn't know what else to buy. And
Those are good.
It worked out really well.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to miss this 4 hours, but I might be catching you on the other side, but I will call them in the morning and have them ship me whatever I need, and then what I'll do then is have my techie friends come over.
Yeah.
I'll sit in my lounge chair, drink coffee, and they can fuss and fume about and argue with each other about what's right.
There you go.
I'll be laughing the whole time.
Yes, you can make life difficult for the technically oriented people among us, and that's always fun.
That's right. I have not a clue, so I just let them do it. And I got a lot of friends that do that kind of stuff. So we're good to go as fast as I can get one of those things out to North Carolina.
Wonderful. Well, I think you'll enjoy it, and consider some of the questions you might have about it, because my understanding of it is limited to the information I picked up on the website, which is a lot of technical stuff. So you may want to have one of your tech friends maybe handy so they can ask the questions that you and I wouldn't know to ask. So hang on for a second, brother. We'll be back in three, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Thrilled that you're with us. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Davis in North Carolina, you still with us?
Yes, sir. I am here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Did you get any of that weather from Tropical Storm Barry, by chance?
We got rain.
Yeah? Good for you. You needed it. I know that Georgia, Florida, they needed it. They got a little bit, not much.
Well, the other end of the mountains, they're suffering there. Here, we're not suffering at all. The rivers and streams are full, and it's still not very hot here, and we've had rain, thank God, you know.
Thank God is right.
It's really green, like it should be. And our problem is, Frank, we didn't get the snowfall this year that we normally
get. I know.
We didn't get it. We normally get a pile of it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen this year, so I'm worried about it. I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, not to mention bugs, of course. We have a vast array of bizarre insects here in Arkansas, and, of course, without the cold weather, they just get stronger and bigger and more mutated and just more evil. They eat more of the plants, and certainly something I'm sure a lot of the farmers would know far better than I do.
All right. I got a little news for you you'll
yes.
find interesting before I get out of here. A friend of mine who is a civilian contractor
mm-hmm.
in the area of Iraq
mm-hmm.
is back. And he was a Marine. And he started doing this, and now he can't quit because the money's too good.
It is good money.
And I said, look, on the day you get killed, you're going to be underpaid, buddy.
Yeah,
but
that's a good point.
Here's what he says. They're ramping up for Somalia. Why would they be doing that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm telling you, this is direct. They're ramping up civilian contractors for Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last time we got down there, we got the big mess.
Yes.
We had some problems, so they'll probably be on the news soon. Something's going to happen there soon.
Wow. Well, I appreciate the heads up, certainly.
And anyway, I'm going to get out of here so some other people can talk to you. I mean, it's an abbreviated program, 3 hours.
Yeah. I don't know if we can do it all in 3 hours, but we'll do our best.
Here's the deal.
Yes, sir.
This program, and this program has meant a lot to me. It's straight up. It's news like I want it, information like I want it. And it's been an important program for me. I appreciate everything you've done. I know you don't take compliments there very well.
No.
I want you to be gracious this time and, you know, be considerate, old man. You've done a fine job. You've done a real good job.
Thank you.
Economy is hurting everybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you. It's not anything you've done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's the way it is. I see it here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the normal businesses around my area, mm-hmm. how much business they don't have versus 3 years ago. So it's not anything, any shortfall of yourself, nothing you've done. You're doing a great job. I really think that you should be on Sirius Radio or some nationally syndicated program. Don't fall out of your chair.
Thank you.
But I really mean this, and I'm going to keep praying that things work out. I pray to the good Lord that things will work out perfectly for you, and I have faith, and I know they will. So I want you to keep the faith, and I'll get this machinery as quick as I can, and we'll be talking to you.
Well, I look forward to that. I hope it lives up to all expectations. I hope it supersedes them, and from what I understand, it probably will. I don't know exactly, like I said, what the reception's like for you, where you are at your time and all that, but, you know, it's... It should be a really cool thing if it works like I think that it will. So I hope that it's everything you want it to be, my friend. And I appreciate your support and your kind words and your prayers, all of that. Your friendship has just been it's been very, very important to me in all the time that I've known you. And I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Outstanding. Have a good evening, sir. I'm praying.
God bless you. Thank you very much. Davis, North Carolina, just guy's amazing, what can I say? You know, it's interesting stuff, too. He mentioned about the economy, and that's a real, real thing. Not the fact that there is an economy, but the fact that it's taken a beating. This is from ZNews.com, and I picked it up today, but it came out on the 31st, so it's a little bit outdated. But it says the U.S. economy slowed to a 0.6% growth pace in the first quarter of 2007, the weakest in over 4 years, said the government on Thursday in a revision of the January-March period. Now, they like to revise things, as you know, and they do that in a number of different ways. We talked extensively about economic-type things on Thursday's program with Norm Franz. I'm sure you heard that, and you know, I think it's very, very important information. And an important thing to consider, because when you look at the historical significance, you've got recession, depression, war, prosperity. Kind of like, you know, the God of this world, worshiping him, having a little bit of human sacrifice, a few deaths, through a major conflict, and prosperity as a result. Now, you might say, well, where's our prosperity now as a result of Iraq? Well, things were looking pretty gloomy in 2001, and they picked up a lot in the aftermath, of course, of September 11th. And, you know, we could always blame things on that stuff. You know what I mean? People look at that and say, well, you know, that's why we have a recession is because of the terrorist attack, when it was obviously in place long before that. But then we go into Afghanistan. And the war on terror and patriotism is at an all-time high. Commercials are running, patriotic commercials for various businesses saying, we support America, we love America. Magazines that have no, you know, social commentary whatsoever as far as politics or foreign intrigue or anything with any substance, just the lighthearted stuff, they're running American flags on their covers, right? All the commercials have American flags waving. All the news networks have it waving. And what happens then? Well, then people start buying flags. Kind of like 4th of July, you see the flags in the stores. Well, you couldn't find a flag after September 11th. Everybody knows that. One of my past guests had actually made the comment that what we had here with all of this stoking up of patriotism was in actuality a violation of treason. And you'd say, well, how is that possible? And that's the fact that most of the flags are made in China. You know, U.S. flags being made by foreign countries, being sold exclusively, for the most part, over here in the United States, that in essence we're sending, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, to a foreign country that makes flags for the United States of America. So, you know, it's a bizarre thing, and it was a poignant point to make, and a very important one, however tongue-in-cheek it may have been. But so that was the state of patriotism in that time. But then, you know, again, things picked up a little bit. People were out there spending. You know, George Bush had a little blurb, and I saw it all the time. And he's like, if you don't go out and spend money, the terrorists have won. If you don't take your kids on vacation to Disney World, the terrorists have won. And just went on and on and on. So we had a little bit of an economic upturn as a result of that. Well, it's, you know, after that, kind of faded away, and the whole thing with Iraq came to the surface, and people were split on that, and various celebrities were coming out and saying, no, 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 and listen to me, trust me, I'm famous, I'm smarter than you. What? Well, that's not the approach to take, and it certainly backfired on a lot of people. Some correctly so, and some incorrectly so. I feel that the Dixie Chicks got the short end of the stick with that. But anyway, so that was the whole era, and then certainly a recession now as they talk about that. First quarter, the weakest in over 4 years. So that takes us back to 2003, and you know, obviously you can see some of that, meaning that things have steadily declined over that time, which means that we're due for something new, something bigger, something more, I don't know, more perhaps terrorism related, right? Something to inspire some confidence, inspire some patriotism in the people. You know, get them all fired up, get them out there working hard so they can buy things, and because we don't want the terrorists to win, right? And you see that that's certainly a dangerous mindset to take. I'll give you an example. This one came out yesterday in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And I found it at rawstory.com. It's just a blurb, but it's an important one. Here's what it says. In his first interview as the chairman of the Arkansas Republican Party, Dennis Milligan told a reporter that America needs to be attacked by terrorists so that people will appreciate the work that President Bush has done to protect the country. Really? In order for us to appreciate what President Bush has done, we need to be attacked by terrorists. Now, he doesn't specifically give a whole lot of detail, but here's the quote that he has. It says, quote, at the end of the day, I believe fully the president is doing the right thing, and I think we all need... I think we all need is some attacks on American soil like we had on September 11, 2001, end quote. Milligan said to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and continuing, quote, and the naysayers will come around very quickly to appreciate not only the commitment for President Bush, but the sacrifice that has been made by men and women to protect this country, end quote. So you could look at it and you could say, well, he's not saying he hopes that a lot of people die. So that's probably a good thing, right? Well, he kind of does say that, though. Okay, well, maybe he's saying that we should have some attempts made. Not actual attacks. So that way it'll show that all the safeguards have been put in place would be something to protect us, right? Well, he's not really saying that. We all need is some attacks. Obviously, good. He's got some good grammar skills. I think we all need is some attacks on American soil like we had on September 11, 2001. And the naysayers will come around very quickly to appreciate not only the commitment for President Bush, but the sacrifice that is made by men and women to protect this country, end quote. They're not even trying anymore, honestly. Now, granted, this guy is the chairman of the Arkansas Republican Party. So in the grand scheme of things, he's not, you know, he's nothing too special. I mean, if Mike Huckabee were, who's, you know, running for the Republican nomination, if Huckabee were more highly placed, more high profile, and actually had a chance on this, then this would be a more dangerous issue. But that's not the point. The point is that the Republican Party views the war on terror as of paramount importance. And they do that because it explains away the concerns that people have. It explains away people saying, well, the Patriot Act this and the Patriot Act that. Here's the thing. He's saying that he backs the president. I'll finish the story before I start commenting. Milligan, who was elected as the new chair of the Arkansas Republican Party just 2 weeks ago, also told the newspaper he is, quote, 150% behind George Bush in the war in Iraq. In his acceptance speech on May 19th, Milligan told his fellow Republicans it was, quote, time for a rediscovery of our values and our common sense, end quote. The owner of a water treatment company, Milligan was a relative unknown in Arkansas politics until being elected as the party chairman. He had previously served as the party's treasurer and Saline County Republican chair. So in essence, the guy is just nobody special. But he's indicative of the problems that are out there. And the problem is that people feel so passionately about things, and we've all seen it before. Maybe a favorite sports team. Okay, I knew a guy who was just an enormous fan of, I don't know, pick a sport or a team. This guy, I think, was a fan of, like, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, okay, the football team out of Florida. And when his team would lose, I mean, he was devastated. Like, he was like, he couldn't, like, get out of bed for 2 days. He was in such a state of depression. I don't understand that. That's a passion. That's a devotion. That's a dedication to something that is inherently going to disappoint, because your team's not going to win every game, okay? And they're not going to win every important game either. So that means that you're setting yourself up for a hefty amount of depression. Even if they have a streak or they win for a while or something like that, it will fall apart. And I see that all the time here in Arkansas, because we have no professional teams to speak of. And most people are very, very devoted to the college team, the Razorbacks. So they, I mean, you go into any Walmart and you'll see a whole section. Like, you'd see a whole section of, like, soft drinks. You see a whole section of, like, Arkansas Razorback stuff. And people live and die by this stuff. And we hear this all the time. You know, oh, my favorite team's going to the Super Bowl. I'm going to mortgage my house so I can go. Or whatever. Just bizarre things like that. That's crazy. But we see the same sort of dedication, devotion, and blind faith and just crazy cult-like mentality with politics. This guy is so, he wants his president to be right. He wants his faith in his president to be validated so bad that he wants to see terrorism. Do you understand that? Now, I'm not saying that he's basically saying, oh yeah, there's going to be terrorism, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. If he were somebody of more notoriety or somebody of higher profile, I would suspect that. But I think this guy's just a little peon, a little know-nothing, you know, wannabe. Okay, he doesn't know what's going on. He wants to be in the loop. He wants to be, you know, he wants to get that pat on the head from President Bush. And if he gets it, he'll probably be aroused, like instantly physically aroused. He'll be so excited. It'll be like the greatest day of his life. I don't know. I don't understand that. I never have. I've never been so dedicated to any person that meant the world to me. That person's approval is, you know, live or die based on how they feel about me. But we see that a lot in politics. So he's so obsessed with his faith being validated that if some people die, then so be it. That is one of the greatest problems we have in this country. One of the greatest problems we have. People are too obsessed with labels, with being able to define yourself, with being able to be categorized. See, I've never been able to be categorized. I just have never fit into that, and I'm sure a lot of you are the same way. In school, I took some advanced classes in various subjects, and then I took some classes with some of the dumb kids in some subjects, just not too sharp at the whole mathematics thing. So in some areas I was really good, and so I was in this crowd of people who were, you know, sharp cookies, and then I was in this category of the people who were relatively dumb, and I played sports, but I didn't play them through high school, you know, through the school itself, so I kind of could sort of rotate in that circle with the jocks and kind of not. So, I mean, I knew who people were, people knew who I was, but I didn't really hang with all those people. I just had my friends. So I never fit into the clique. I could never be categorized. Same thing with every kind of radio I've ever done. People say, well, this is kind of like this, but it's kind of different. And they try to figure me out. Was he a Democrat or Republican? Is he left-wing or is he right-wing? Is he for the war or is he against the war? They don't understand because I'm not a platform person. I don't have these core beliefs that I've adopted from some standardized form, where you go to the Republican website and you say, well, let's see what Republicans stand for, and you print out a list and say, I will now adopt these views in order to be accepted by these people, and I'll put all my hope and faith and all my strength and all of my efforts behind this party and these people. And if you're a member of the party, then you instantly have my dedication. It's not about the people, it's about the party, and that's a problem. So this guy says, again, in order to appreciate the president doing the right thing, we need to have attacks on America like we had on September 11th. So again, he's saying like we had. Well, we did have deaths on a mass scale. We did have attacks, multiple ones, on September 11th. So he's saying he wishes those things would happen to validate the president. Now, isn't it more likely to validate the president if we don't have attacks, right? Wouldn't that make more sense? It's bizarre to me. Absolutely bizarre. And this ties in with the whole thing about it's a matter of when, it's not a matter of if. We will be attacked again. They've said that from the beginning. But why? Why will we be attacked again? If you're Al-Qaeda, and again, think about the rationale here. If America has turned itself into a fortress, why would you waste your efforts trying to attack them there when we have embassies and bases and tourists and interests all over the world? Wouldn't it be easier to go there? Absolutely it would. I'm not telling them that they should. I'm saying that this guy is misguided. He thinks that this would be a great thing for his faith being validated in the president. Anyway, we'll get to that. Stay with us, folks. Back in three.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Love, come quick. Love, come. They don't care where they kick, just as long.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Tail end of hour number one already, and I'm just commenting on that Arkansas Democrat Gazette piece. And again, the whole thing about it, what he's saying here, and this is the head of the Republican Party in Arkansas, the guy's saying that he wishes there were terrorist attacks. And again, he's doing it because of a misguided sort of sense and party loyalty. At the same time, you can kind of understand what he's talking about. I mean, not to say that I think that we should have terrorist attacks, because I don't. I don't want them. If the systems are working, then we would never have them again, right? I mean, that's the whole premise here. And again, if you're Al-Qaeda, it makes sense, logically, strategically, to go where you're going to be able to have success. And if America is locked down tight, you're not going to have a chance of success. Well, America is not locked down tight because we've got immigration issues. I mean, they're probably coming over here in droves. Now, again, is Al-Qaeda real? That's a different issue. I don't think they were to start with, but I think they've become real. It's a study in marketing, folks. It's a brilliant, brilliant design. And I've talked about this before. Let's say I'm going to start a club calling it the Cool Dudes Club. And all of a sudden you're seeing press releases and news coverage. Cool Dudes Club says this. Cool Dudes Club is doing that. And then maybe there isn't a Cool Dudes Club, but the coverage of it indicates that there is. And you're like, I want to find out how to join this. And you go to the, you type in Cool Dudes on the website, or hey, do you know how to get a hold of the Cool Dudes? And then someone will say, oh, I think I know a friend of a friend of a friend. And then you join this club that didn't really exist before the marketing created it. So what I'm saying is this, were there real terrorists before? I don't know. I'm sure here or there, but I don't think they were as evil and as dastardly and as brilliant as they were led to be. But that has led people to join, and those people have sought to do various things. So anyway, it is what it is. But what I'm getting at here, quite simply, is this. In that time, in that situation, now people are probably wanting to join Al-Qaeda, and they probably have, and they probably are coming over here waiting and expecting an amnesty. So America is not the fortress. So if America is attacked, it's not going to be a pat on the back for Bush, and I hope people realize that. But see, the thing is, too, is that every time there's been a terrorist attack and you see leadership on the part of a leader, the poll numbers go up. And Bush needs poll numbers to go up because he's doing abysmal. Now, he doesn't need them to go up significantly because he's not running for re-election. And he has the capacity to cancel elections with these dictatorial powers he's given himself. So, you know, anything can happen. So I don't know if there will be a terrorist attack. I don't think this story, like I said, is an insider speaking about such things. I don't think that's anything too concerning, but you never quite know. Let's try to squeeze in a call here. Ray in Michigan, welcome to the show, sir. Hello, Ray. Are you there?
Hi.
Hey.
I was listening to a rebroadcast Zeph. Show
uh-huh.
that you were
yeah,
and I heard you say something that I know I struggled with for a long, long time.
What's that?
Because I know that the beast is not anything that I want to give anything to.
Mm-hmm.
I try to cause that beast all the trouble I can.
Sure.
And the paying of the tax.
Yes.
If you go back to scripture, like I say, I struggled with it, and God revealed it to me. What was the truth of that whole matter was, first, if you go back to the text, you'll find that it's, he says that all things were made for God, by God, and for his good pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christ was confronted with the tax man.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was confronted with the tax man, he turned to his disciples and he told them to go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you guys go fishing and you catch a fish. And in the fish's mouth, you will find a coin.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever's pictures on that coin, give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So as not to offend.
Yeah. Let me ask you to hang on for a second, Ray. We'll wrap up when we come back, and then we'll get to our guest, folks. Stay with us.
It's true.